We look down the barrel of our own nuclear apocalypse for the seventh time today. For my students. Infrastructure flattened out below us like a human arm trussed. The Guadalupes, the Gulf, the Chihuahuan Desert, the cities, roads, lives, all the intravenous scrawl of civilization and wilderness. Flat as sand beneath boot, we are unaware of our eyes above. Program filters and algorithms buzzing like background radiation. We spend the afternoon reducing ourselves to blast shadows and fallout, selecting megatons and blast radius, 10 miles, 25 miles, 50 miles, 100 miles. With the wind just right, our atoms cross borders without issue, reach as far as Durango. There are no boundaries when you are the pulse of the bomb. We neglect my curriculum for makeshift apocalypses and pale horses and lines of code. Fat Man, Little Boy, Castle Bravo, Ivy Mike. The names of our steeds, the names of the host we take beneath our tongues, the tonic against our all-too-obtainable doom. We can kill ourselves over and over and never die. I should tell them that Calvino wrote that the more civilized the house, the more ghosts trickle from its walls. Ours is a house constructed entirely of ghosts. I click, we die. My students take turns clicking, we die. Our infinitesimal bodies vaporize into dust, glass in the heat, scatter across the impact basin like light screaming across the lake of the crater where Oppenheimer passed from scientist to psychopomp. We are all siblings by the ruin we carry in our blood. I do not know what to do when my students leave for the day. We have made our lives thin with all the ghosts we've conjured. I watch from my classroom's windows as they split from one another, climb into cars, spark engines, drive, walk, or skate away like so much fine dust. Unhurried shades. What was left behind to live out this aftermath? The awful hope of it. The vibrant wreckage.